This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me every week, every night, a couple hours a night. If you head up to the website, therealsite.com, there's a lot going on up there, too. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot happening up there as well. If you're a Facebook, forgive me, but if you're a Facebook freaktoid, we've got stuff going up there as well. You can go ahead and lots of good conversation, good people there, too. Tonight, I have a lot of fun on nights like tonight. I really do. I have our mad black man from Baltimore joins us tonight, as he does every week. And last week he was a little late in the week. We got our wires crossed, but still, he was on there. And always, like, appreciate the time that you spend with me here. All right, you know what? We got to jump right into it. I love what went down today in Congress, you know. Wouldn't it be great if the IRS sent you a subpoena and you said, I don't think so. No, come on, really? Isn't that what they did today? There was a subpoena sent to the technology guys that were looking into, you know, congressional subpoena sent to look into Hillary's, whatever you want to call her server. I could talk about her, all the passing out over the last few days. You guys already know about that. But today with the server stuff, I just thought that was great. So she's done nothing wrong. She wants to be totally transparent. She reached out to the AG. Remember, before the whole thing came out with the FBI, somehow her husband reached out to the AG. And so here's four people that were involved with her server, involved with her email. One of them doesn't show. Two of them plead the fifth almost all afternoon. And one of them keeps saying, we didn't do anything wrong. Well, hey, what do you plead the fifth for if you've done nothing wrong? I'm just curious. That would be the first thing I would ask. And then the one that didn't show up at all, here what I'm finding out with what it takes. Are you guys familiar with what it takes to actually hold somebody in contempt of Congress on a criminal charge? Come on, think about this. I'll tell you what it takes. I'll make it easy for you. First of all, Congress has to vote to hold them in contempt. Then it has to go to the Senate. The Senate has to vote to hold them in contempt. All right? And then it has to go to the local AG in Washington. They have to go ahead and convene a grand jury. Then the grand jury... You falling over there, aren't you? Right? It's nuts. And then the grand jury will hold... will say, okay, you have to... we agree. Now, remember, the grand jury only either agrees or disagrees that there's enough evidence to send him to trial. We haven't got the trial yet. So, realistically, he could be held on these charges, or he could be brought up on these charges, and Trump's first term could be over by the time he's brought in front of him. I mean, are we screwed or what? We got there's no way to win this. Not like this, there isn't. Yeah, it'll die at the AG, depending on who the AG is. I mean, I really hope, I believe that Trump will win. I really do. And I'm hoping that when he wins, that he appoints Trey Gowdy and he says, okay, here's what we're going to do. I don't want to know what you're doing. I don't care what you're doing. I want you to nail everybody who has screwed this country in the last 8 years. That's your job. Your job is to screw to take everybody to court that has screwed this country over the last 8 years. And I don't care what position they were in, what they held or anything. I don't care. What do you think? Am I on with this one? I think I am. Anyhow. And that's the only way we're going to clean this up. When we start seeing people go to jail, when they start seeing people drug out in handcuffs, that's when you're going to see a change. Until then, nothing. I mean, you can't do anything wrong. Think about this. Who has gone to jail that is a friend of the Obamas, the Clinton, whatever, who's part of this, the team, the good old boys club, who have gone to jail there? Right? And they're stupid, too, because if I was them, I'd be, right now, I'd be pleading guilty to everything so that Obama can go ahead and give you a pardon before he leaves. He can do another Billy Clinton. I'm not joking. I'm serious. That's what I would do. I always have a lot of fun with this. On nights like tonight, like I said, Corey Duncan's going to join us after the break. Corey is lovingly referred to as our mad black man from Baltimore. Because he's got to, you know, remember, no blacks are voting for Trump. Did you not know that? All you got to do is read the paper. You'll find out. There isn't a black vote. He has absolutely zero black support. I'm just letting you know because I didn't know if you were aware or not. They do. They make me crazy because we buy into it. I won't say we because the smart ones don't. I don't. You don't. Now, the Huffington Post says, I think I can do this. The Huffington Post says that white people, now this is not racist at all. Well, he starts off with white people. White people should be banned from doing yoga. That's right. Although, yeah, seriously, people, really, think about this. How hard is it to understand? How often do we have to keep repeating it? White people are continuing to recreate colonialist violence with their culture consumption. And it has to stop. This is according to the Huffington Post. This is great. The only way to end systematic racism and insensitized problematics is to force everyone to stick to their own race when it comes to the clothes they wear. I didn't do it. Is there white race clothes and black race clothes? Oh, this. I got to give this one to Corey. Corey will have a ball with this. So what does that look like? Okay. Oh, there you go. So white folks should dress like pilgrims. What do black folks dress like? I mean, help me out. Should it be? I wouldn't say it either. I'll let him say it when he comes on. That's right. Don't go far. We're going to have a lot of fun. Because our buddy Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, joins us in just a few minutes. Don't go far. We'll have a lot of fun on the show tonight.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com, or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As he comes on every week, I'm not even going to waste my time. If you want to get involved, you head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll up there, or, what the heck, you can head over to Facebook, if you're watching Facebook Live, we're also live there as well. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week. We lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey, thanks for being with me tonight.
Always a pleasure. No justice, no peace.
I'll buy you a card for a piece of blueberry pie at Marie Callender's or something like that. Or the Cracker Barrel. Well, can we still say that? Can we say Cracker Barrel?
No.
Well, you got...
It's not a person.
It's not a person? Okay. We're good. We're cool then. All right. Well, I just didn't know. See, if you have a black man on the radio and use the word cracker, they might think I'm pushing some kind of, racism or something. Yeah. It's everybody's so afraid to say anything. So I was just doing a story before you came on. And the story was about, white people should be banned from doing yoga. And some of the thought here was that It said the only way to end systematic racism, or one of the only ways to end systematic racism, is to make sure and force everyone to stick to their own race when it comes to clothes we wear. And I'm trying to figure out what that means. Does that mean that do I wear knickers, or am I to wear a tuxedo? I mean, I don't understand this. And then, God forbid, I'm almost afraid to say it. What are black people going to wear?
Okay, well, once again, thank you for having me to appear on your show. It's a true pleasure to come on. And once again, for my friends that are sending me these emails, he does not pay me. I'm not coming on to say this to be friends with him. Okay, I got one last speak to say that you had me come on. I'm brought and paid for by. I keep telling you, I pay Joe. Joe pays Joe.
If you listen, people, if you guys can find one red nickel that I've sent him, I'll double it. I'll give you two red nickels because I ain't giving him nothing. Oh God, yeah, I know. They have to have a reason because there's no way you could have a mind of your own. There's no way you could be a person of integrity being on my show. You know what I'm saying? You have to be paid to say the things you say.
Exactly. Now, getting back to what I will wear. I guess I could wear a pair of 100% cotton Dockers. No, that would be you guys. I would have to wear pants hanging off my behind. That's what I would have to wear.
Oh, yeah, yes, there you go. Remember, the black guy said it, not the white. I'm agreeing with him because, you know, nobody knows. I already... For you guys to write an article like this, for somebody to write an article that white people should be banned from doing yoga, okay, and for somebody to write an article like this that says you should wear the clothes appropriate to your race or color, you're already a bunch of racists. You can't pin that on me. This is you people being stupid.
You're deplorable. You're the one who's deplorable.
All right, so you heard that comment. We'll deal with that first. You heard that comment last week. And, you know, and before that, 2 weeks before that, her people out there saying that Trump supporters were nothing but climate deniers and evolution deniers. That was it. So you know who she you know, come on, let's be honest about it. We know who it's aimed at. So basically she's saying, you know, the general white populace isn't worth fighting for. All Southerners are racists. I mean, seriously. I'm thoroughly confused by what she's doing. What is she doing?
Well, what it is that it's reverse Trump. It's a reverse Trump thing. See, at first he was saying silly and stupid stuff, but now it's her time. It's her turn to do it because, this is what I'm talking about. And I, you know, we had this conversation the other day, and it's a very true story that's in the you know, the circles of this. She keeps saying that she has a big surprise in October. And somebody asked me, they said, what do you think the big surprise is? And I said, what I think it is Joe Biden waiting in the wings. I think she's sick. She's more sicker than she says she is, and it's starting to come out now. Now, this other stuff about her calling people deplorable and this and that, the woman can't stand by herself. And there's something else that's going on with her being... It appears to look like to me, and I'm not a doctor, but just from me observing her, it appears to look like she has seizures. And if she has seizures like that, that means that brain tumor, whatever it is that she had, is affecting her. And she is not adequate to be president of the United States. You cannot, Donald Trump, call him whatever you want. But he's in good health. This woman, and I'm not saying this to be funny, because she needs to really stop playing this game or whatever, because what's going to happen is one day, time or another, she's going to faint or whatever, and I don't want to see her get hurt. And I'd rather see, and there's a lot of pressure on you when you're running, campaigning, and stuff like that. Nobody wants to see anything bad happen to her. I would rather for her to drop out of the race and say, hey, look, I'm sick or whatever, because that's what it appears to hear. And I keep hearing this left and right. Don't be surprised. Joe Biden takes over the run for president. I'm telling you, because she's not healthy. We all have seen. I said on my Twitter page the other day, you would have to be Ray Charles not to know that this woman is not healthy.
Yeah, I, you know what, I agree with you, and I but see, I don't think the October surprise, if you would, I'm not so sure that that's Joe Biden. I mean, it could be. I'm not going to discount that with you. I think that Assange has got a lot more going on there. I think he's got a lot more of these emails that are going to show who she's in bed with, okay, and that kind of stuff. And I think you're going to see that not only does she know a lot more about Benghazi, but she was actively involved while it was going down with conversations back and forth through email. That's what I think you're going to find out. And again, I don't know how you hurt her. See, everybody's telling me, oh, you know, this stuff is going to come out. It's going to take her down. You're giving the electorate, I'm sorry, people, I want Trump in there, but you're giving the electorate way too much credit. Look at what's going down already with her. And there's still people dying to get in to see her. You know, they want to be part of the team. I mean, seriously.
Well, see, the only problem that I have about this is that the fact that in the last couple of weeks, I haven't really heard anything that she has said, anything as far as about policy or whatever like that, that it really, that I would sit and listen to. I mean, he came out and said a whole lot of things he basically gave a lot of his plans of what he's going to do his first 100 days. And that's what I want to hear about. Just name calling and the email thing, he doesn't even have to worry about, because that's going to come out sooner or later with WikiLeaks and everything. So we don't have to really worry about that, you know, because that's going to come out sooner or later anyway or whatever. But, you know, as far as everything like her health and everything like that, I mean, she come out just calling people deplorable and this and that.
Yeah, let's...
I mean, really...
Wait a minute. We got to go to a break. I want to talk with you about that on the other side of the break, but I want to find out how the people around you have received that, if they agree with that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back with our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, in just a couple of minutes. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Come on, you got to admit, we got some of the best music in the industry. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always such a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. And I know there's like 3,000 other shows you could be listening to out there, but you've chosen this one. You're hanging in with me, and that makes me feel good. You know, and it's all about how I feel. Otherwise, the show can get pretty crappy. You know what I'm saying? I do want to thank you for all your support. And I keep telling you, if it's not on a station in your area, if you're not hearing this show in your area and you want to hear it, call the radio station. Get your buddies to call the radio station. And I will tell you why. Because of your calls. Because you pummeled a program director. Okay? KBJC AM 1220 in Salem, Oregon is taking the show. And we're getting on during drive time. So I'm just telling you, it works. Now, the station slogan is current, credible, consistent, relevant news for you to count on. Hey, I fall in that, I think. Anyhow, but Salem, Oregon, we want to welcome those listeners starting next Monday. I want to thank KPJCAM for taking us on. I want to thank those of you who listen usually by your smartphone. Now you'll be able to listen on your radio. Thank you so much for making those calls and getting us involved. I want to get right back to my buddy. I think he's still my buddy. We'll find out in a minute, right? Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week, our mad black man from Baltimore. He's got his finger on the, he's got his finger on the pulse of the community in those big cities, like Baltimore, because all we get is what the media tells us. The media tells us, they're all in love with her. They all think she's wonderful. They all think she's great as they're living in poverty. Right, Corey?
Hey, welcome back to the show, and I appreciate you having me on. That's deplorable. As Mike Tyson would say, that's ludicrous.
Well, that's because he doesn't hear so good. Isn't he missing? No, he's not missing an air. The other guy's missing an air. Forget it. Never mind. But I want to go back to this stuff. I want to hit this hard because I want to make sure that people understand. Now, you work in a group of people that lean very heavily to the left, correct?
Some of them, not all.
Okay, but in the conversations I've had with you in the past, they will defend her. They will defend the Dems. They might, if they hit the nuclear button by accident, they're going to defend. They'll defend the Dems. What about everything that went down this weekend? What about her comments last week? Are they good with all this? Do they think this is an okay thing to do?
Well, first of all, let me say that most of the people that ran from me on Monday were Cowboys fans and supporters of Hillary Clinton. And they all were hiding because they already knew what I was going to say to them. And, I had a discussion with a young man that I went to it wasn't really a rally. He spoke at the convention center in Baltimore, and I went down there just standing off to the side. So I went over, and, put my Trump shirt on, and that, man, they just went bonkers. Look at that sellout. This is that. And I said, whoa, lower your voice. Let's talk for a minute. Why do you support Hillary Clinton? Well, it's better than... No, that's not what I asked you. I asked... See, you're not going to get a straight answer from them. Just like I asked, why... Trump's a racist. Okay, let me explain to you. If Trump's a racist, tell me why he's a racist. This is what you hear.
Right.
They can't tell you why. Well, David, I will repeat something that Mark Levin said, the same thing. You cannot get mad at some, you cannot fault Trump for who supports them. What is it that you want him to say? David Duke said that he supports Trump. What can you do about it? Nobody said nothing about the guy that used to be a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan that gave Hillary Clinton
Hillary said that he was her mentor, okay? And Trump never said, I'm welcoming this in. Now, look, I love this. Again, we're right back to the same thing. And there's somebody in one of the chat rooms that said that he's a member of the Sioux tribe, right? And he feels that Trump has disrespected minority groups, and he only caters to white, to the Anglo-Saxon group. I would say get your facts straight. Why don't you go look at the people he puts to work? Why don't you go look where he's building some of the buildings that he's building? I'm not talking about the high rises. I'm talking about areas where he goes into depressed areas, and this is where people look. Let me start off this. I'm not a Trump lover. Let's start there, okay? Number two is stop with the party crap. You guys make me nuts when you do that. He's not a Republican, right? She's a Democrat. So you don't care how many she's killed. She's done jack for your tribes. You know, think about what's going on with that pipeline right now. Is there any Dem coming to your rescue? No, not a one. So you go ahead. You keep putting them in and see how that works out for you. But back to Trump. He goes into lower socioeconomic areas. He builds them up. He puts millions of dollars in, which means who's he putting to work? He's putting the minorities to work in those areas. He's building up those. So get your facts straight before you throw something out that's so party line, it's just so repulsive, I need a throw-out bag to deal with it. Am I wrong, Corey?
Hey, man, I love the rant because you're right on point. Because my thing over there is they can't tell you their own stuff. They can't tell you why. They can't even tell how are you going to support someone, and you can't tell me why you support the person. The only thing you can come up with, you know, I listened to someone today, and they rambled on and on and on about Donald Trump. I'm like, look, you're talking about people following Trump blindly. I mean, Hillary Clinton is not Marge Simpson or someone. I mean, come on, she's a murderer. Not only is she a murderer, she's a bald-faced liar. At least this man, see, this is what the problem is I have with this. It deal with the facts exactly what you tell Great Minds Think Alike. Look what you just said, the same thing. Deal with the facts. The fact of it is the Dems and the dumb liberals and the crazy black folks in these neighborhoods that keep putting them in office, they have no answers. When you ask them, they ask you a question, we answer the question. Then when you ask them a question, they don't never answer it. I will put up $1,000 of my money if somebody will call your show and actually answer the questions that we have. You're not going to get that. You're not going to get it because they don't need my $1,000 because they already get it when they're sitting back waiting on that fat check that they get from Barack Obama. Remember, you didn't work. You didn't make that. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. Somebody gave it to you. Right, yeah. I know.
No, I am fearful. Now, look, in your travels, in your conversations, are you finding more and more of the minority communities that are coming around, at least saying, this is no way I can vote for Hillary?
Yes. Like I told you before, you can take it to the bank. When they go behind the curtain in November, I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of people that doesn't vote for Donald Trump. If Hillary does not step down, and she continues the campaign and go, I wouldn't be surprised if you see another rake, if you see another landslide victory for the Republicans. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Because there's a lot of people that's waking up to her and these lies. And see, Donald isn't saying dumb things anymore, which means he's listening to his people. I'm trying to tell you, he's playing it. Wait till these debates. These debates, he's going to bury her because she's not in the best of health. And it's not going to be none of this stuff. And he's right. They should is set up and is rigged. We already know that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? He has to be careful of, and I think he's going to do this on purpose, but I think what he has to be careful of, if she truly, and I had a guest on the other night who feels like he's got this thing pegged, she may have epilepsy or a form of epilepsy, and it gets worse as you get older, and it seems like these high-stress moments are the ones that send her into orbit. So, you know, like at some of the events that she's been at, and even this 9/11 thing, just sending her into orbit. So she, he's saying Trump may be able to trigger those on stage, and not that he should do it on purpose. Let's get something straight. You're a Christian man, so you're gonna. I hope you agree with what I'm going to say. We don't wish sickness, disease, and death on these people. It's not the goal here. Okay, I'm sorry she's going through this. She's a mother and a grandmother. But here's the bottom line with it: stop lying about it. That's the other thing too, Corey. She doesn't trust the American people. If she would just open up her mouth and say, look, yes, I've got some things going on that I'm working through. They're not life-threatening unless I get stupid, but thank you for bearing with me. I think you would squelch 80% of this, don't you?
I believe so, too. And like I said, great minds think alike. That's the same thing I said. She needs to just come clean because you can't hold this. You can't hide this much longer.
Oh, no.
What's gonna happen, that's what I say, the same thing. He's going to get up there, and we all know you got 100 million people sitting there watching you for three times that you guys are going to debate. Donald Trump is going to get her. And when he corners her and starts pounding her with these questions or whatever like that, or they, you know, the verbal back and forth, I think I don't want to see that. You know, hey, look, like I always tell my children, if you're going to win, being honorable about it. Don't
win clean.
Right. You don't want to sit up and laugh about this because she's still a human being. Right. Even though she's running for office, even though she's a Democrat, you got to have some class.
We got to go for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about North Korea. We got to do something about them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn. learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Isn't that just like a WAP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. Now, in the next hour, I hope, Kathy Barnett's going to join us. And you see her videos up on, my wife's all excited. You see her videos up on the internet, all on Facebook or whatever, all the time. And she's going to the Trump rally tonight. And she's gonna report back. Another African American woman, who apparently she's going to a Trump rally. She's all excited about it, but she's not going to vote because, according to the Dems, there are no black people that are going to vote for Trump. It's just not going to happen. And that that noise you heard in the background was Corey Duncan, our own mad black man from Baltimore. Corey, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thank you for having me on the show. If anybody believes that, I got a bridge in Canada I want to sell you.
Well, you know, what's funny about this is, you know, I love when they say this, and they're so, what do you call it, broad brush about it. And you want to say to them, look, are you people for real? Are you telling me that you just believe that no black person could ever give a Republican a vote? Because that's what they really believe. It's not just Trump. They don't understand how a black person could ever possibly vote for, you know, those homophobic, racist white people. It's just amazing.
Well, see, that again, you have that sickness that's called liberalism. I mean, it's a sickness. But if they think that's what's going to happen, that no one's going to vote for them, I'll tell you what, you're going to be in for one big, gigantic surprise. You know, I cannot wait. And I'm going to take a busload of us black folks, when we go to the inaugural, I cannot wait.
Oh, I didn't think about that, but that would be great. That would be just, all the black folks who didn't vote for Trump, raise your hand, and there wouldn't be one person, right, that would raise their hand, and you'd have a sea. See, Here's what I think. Again, they have so fooled themselves, the Dems have, over the years, they have so fooled themselves, okay, to what really Republicans have made up of, what our group is made up of, what our tent, if you would, is made up of, that they don't really know who's in our tent. And that's why we're winning. That's why we continue to win. Yeah. I mean, we keep screwing it up, but we continue to win nonetheless. It's because they're sure. They take your vote for granted. They take Asian votes for granted. They take women's votes for granted. It's wrong. It's so wrong.
Amen. Amen. Hey, you're right on point.
See, man. It makes for lousy radio if you agree with me all the time. Anyhow.
No. See, the thing of it is that people need to hear that, but you need to not be afraid. And I'm going to say this again to all of the black people, not African Americans, all of the black folks out there. I will say what Ted Cruz said, vote your conscience, and you already know what's happened the last 8 years, and you see what's going on, and this, all of this is because of one man, the race-baiting president that we have right now. Don't be afraid to voice your opinion about Trump, and if you support him, you support him. Don't worry about no backlash coming from a bunch of idiots that have no idea what they're talking about. One thing is, never be a coward. Never be a coward. If you're going to go out guns blazing.
I am on your side. Look, I get beat up because I'm on a school board. They don't like the things I say, and they don't like the way I say them. And I'm going, you know what? There's nothing I say that's hateful. It might be truthful and uncomfortable and force you to stop thinking in your own little world, but it's never hateful because I don't hate on people. No, they're not interested in it. All right, so let's go to what's on your bug this week. I mean, there's got to be something that's been driving you nuts that you've seen in the news or one of your people have brought up to you and said, yeah, well, what about this? You know, again, Trump is going all over the country. He's going to these rallies, and I'm looking in the crowd, and for some odd reason, I don't see all these old, white, Bible-thumping people in there. I must be maybe I'm watching the wrong rallies, huh?
No, you're not watching the wrong rallies. What you're doing is you're saying exactly what I told you was going to happen. A lot of them are in the shadows. They might hide in the closets, but guess what? Come election day, don't be surprised if you blink twice and you see that he won by a landslide or at least 3 or 4 points. Or whatever, it doesn't matter, because the next day, I want to see the look on Barack Obama's face. But one thing I want to say to everyone out there, when you were talking about during the break, everyone that's listening to this show should pay very, very close attention to what's going on over in North Korea.
Yeah, you're right, North Korea.
North Korea, because I want everyone to know this. I work with the continuity of government program. And I'm here to tell you the continuity government program is for something of a disaster of a nuclear device goes off or whatever like that. And I'm here to tell you nuclear weapons are no joke. And if you think that.
I'm losing you. Don't do this to us. Move back where you were. I got to kill him.
Oh my gosh.
If you think that. And the killer is. And that's all I have to say about that. Corey,
you know, yeah, I mean, it,
wait a minute. No. I lost you. We lost you after you said, nuclear. All right, talk about the nuclear. What's going on in North Korea?
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, everyone, I think people think that this is like the Gulf War. We can sit back and watch it like it's a video game. Nuclear weapons. And now North Korea is pretty much closer to getting a device. I mean, they already have a device there. All they're looking for now is a delivery system. To where so that they can deliver it, not high altitude, low altitude, and it's hard to see it coming if it's a low altitude device. But my thing is, a lot of people just sit back and, you know, I put this on my page the other day, you know, a lot of people, you know, like 9/11, you know, you need to understand that these things are not a joke. A suitcase can take out a 5 or 10 megaton one to take out and level a whole city. Or whatever, and if, you know, a lot of, you know, they think that football games and American Idol, and so that's not important. You need to pay close attention to this stuff and understand that this is no joke. We are living in a time where if we are a leaf throw away from a nuclear war, the people have no idea, and I'm not gonna go into it.
What do you think about this? I'm thinking about this today. I'm listening to the news. I'm watching what's going on. Actually, the last couple of days. And I thought about it today, and I said to myself, think about something. You've got China that has flagged our ships, flagged our planes in the air. You've got Russia that have flagged our ships, flagged our planes in the air. You've got North Korea that basically, you know, thumbs their nose up at us, okay, no matter what we do. And we're being, look at Iran. Look what Iran is doing to us. I'm telling you, this would never, this is going on because they know we have a president that won't respond in any way. Say, yeah, I'll throw some more sanctions on them. We'll send less bacon over to Iran. We'll see how that works out. But what I'm saying to you, isn't that really what's boiling down here is that they know we're not strong anymore. They know we don't have any strong leadership. And I just, like you say, I remember when Ronald Reagan, when the Palestinian bomber that put down the Pan Am plane, he put fighters around the commercial plane that was taking that guy and said, look, you either put it on the ground or we'll put it on the ground per orders of the President of the United States.
That's right.
Right? And the pilot said, I think I'll put it on the ground. Thank you very much.
What I'll say is this. if this was any other president, like to have a surface submarine 50 miles off the California coast, you know, and then, you know, it would never surface again because we would blow that crap out of the water. With God bless General Curtis LeMay. And because General Curtis LeMay said, hey, look, we're ready to lose 75 million people. Let me tell you something. It sounds crazy, but you know what? What's going to happen is that because of our weakness, the weakness at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, that's what's going to wind up happening. Sometimes you got to take, and we all know the nuclear weapons are a deterrent. No one wants to use one, but it's nice to have it because guess what? It'll stop people from screwing with you, especially if you have as many as we have and as many as the Russians have.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think people really understand. I mean, it makes you kind of shudder a little bit, but they really don't understand the long-term effect when you've got a little juvenile delinquent like they have up there in North Korea. And the Chinese aren't going to get it, because if he really gets teed, if he really gets miffed, he'll bomb the Chinese too. This is not a joke. I mean, this was the same Chinese
and blame it on the United States.
There you go.
Blame it on NATO.
This is the same country, right? That Bill Clinton, when he made the exact same deals we made with Iran, said, they're nothing to worry about.
Right.
So this mess is because, another Clinton mess. See, another Clinton mess to clean up. Corey, we're there. Tell people how to find you.
Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook and Corey Duncan on Twitter. And I'd like to thank all of my great friends out there, Joe Messina, Christy Lawson, Wendy McIntosh, the whole crew, the whole circle. And so I really thank everyone for their support.
Hey, always a pleasure to have you with me. Also, if you're going to come back, I got a lot coming up the next hour. I'm going to start piling on some of the topics you've been throwing at me over the last few days. Also, if your station doesn't carry the show for the full 3 hours, you know, you can always catch us up on the website, TheRealSide.com, Facebook Live, and other places. But you got to come to the website to find out, seriously. And again, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You can listen on GCN Live. You can check us out on the website, TheRealSide.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Bunch of stuff going on up there. Don't go far. Warm up your coffee. Take care of your bodily functions. Come on back, because there's a lot coming up in the next hour. You've been listening to The Real Side.